Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word and some prayer time. Then we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you who is tuned in this morning, especially if you've tuned in for the first time. We say welcome to you. And we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who have been faithful listeners for many months and years, we say thank you to you. And we ask you to tell a friend, let other people know about a good broadcast, a good teaching, and a good prayer time that's coming here on this radio station. And we just invite each and every one of you to partner with this ministry. I Gather the Outcast is a radio listener-supported radio ministry, and we invite each and every one of you to help contribute to pay for this broadcast time, for this radio airtime. In addition to that, we're doing many other things in the ministry, prison revivals and church revivals, and at this very time that you are listening this morning, I am in the Republic of Congo over in Africa, and we're completing a five-day crusade in Goma, G-O-M-A, in North Kivu State of the Republic of Congo. And so if you're listening to this morning, it's been pre-recorded, and I ask your blessing and your prayer on the crusade and on the ministry. And we have met with 400 to 500 pastors this week with their wives and done pastor training and just blessed the pastors and the churches and the people in this area. And so I ask you to keep us lifted up for the next couple of weeks as we'll be in Africa and then coming home about the 20th of September. And so through the miracle of technology, I'm able to speak to you today, even though I'm 10,000 miles away. And we just invite you to help support this ministry, to come alongside and to partner with this ministry, and to be a blessing to the people not only in Africa, but to people in the region of Norton and churches and into the prison there in that Norton area. Well, there's a couple of ways that you can contact us. First, through regular mail at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or if you are on the web, it's gatheroutcast.com, the website gatheroutcast.com. And we've got a great website out there. Videos of last year's crusades in Africa and some still pictures of crusades, and we've got a radio broadcast downloaded there of past broadcasts. In addition to that, there's a link to a teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. That's jimrau.blogspot.com, where you can go to a teaching blog with 265 teachings of various subjects: gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, sexual immorality, and other teachings and subjects that will be of interest to you. And so it's all free. It's all available on your website, on your internet, through that website, gatheroutcast.com. So go there and just see what's available for you. If you'd like to have a prayer request, you can send that to pureprairie@hotmail.com. If you would like to have me pray with you over your prayer request, maybe you have a burden for someone for salvation, a burden for someone for healing, and if you want to post that at pureprairie@hotmail.com, I'd be happy to pray with you or respond to you in any way with any questions you have regarding the ministry or anything going on in your life or anything else that you would want to talk about. Once again, that mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. And the website, gatheroutcast.com, the blog, jimrau.blogspot.com, and the email, pureprairie@hotmail.com. And once again, come to the Lord with an offering. As you sow, so shall you reap, and as you give, it shall be given unto you. So come before the Lord with an offering. Help this ministry to gather the outcasts, help this ministry to bring lost souls into the kingdom. And as you do that, as you partner with me, you too will be blessed and you will be rewarded, because the Lord knows your heart And where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And as you store up for yourself treasures in heaven, your heart will be blessed accordingly in that way. We're going to have a teaching this morning. We've been talking about powerful prayer, victorious prayer, the prayer that changes people, the prayer that changes things, changes situations. And we're going to start again this morning talking about prayer, victorious prayer, and this will be the victorious prayer of faith. And we're going to take that up here in just a minute, right after our prayer time. So turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 11, the 11th chapter, the roll call of faith. We're going to start there in just a minute, and we'll take that up right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. I ask you to bless every person out there today, Lord, wherever they're at with their walk with you. Lord, we ask you to touch them and raise them up, strengthen them, heal them, encourage them, deliver them. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity you've given us to speak into the hearts and lives of people here today. Lord, I thank you for the crusades in Africa. I ask you to honor the prayers of everyone who is interceding and praying for the lost souls over there in Africa, and for deliverance for those who are in bondage and those who are stricken with illness. Lord, we thank you for the open doors, for the provision, the money that has come in, and the safety and the protection that you've given me. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to continue to guide me and protect me. Keep your angels stationed around me. And Lord, I thank you for your word that teaches and instructs and reproofs and rebukes us. Lord, I pray for this country, for our president, for the Congress, the Supreme Court, for the troops who are guarding our freedoms. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can go to the polls and vote, have the privilege and the honor, the responsibility to vote in free elections. Lord, I pray for a freedom of speech that we can continue to broadcast over the airwaves here in America, for freedom of religion, that we can continue to speak your name, speak your words over the radio airwaves. And Lord, I pray for the city of Norton. I pray for strong leaders, for church leaders, families, godly men and women to stand up and battle for their families against the culture, against the world. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing through this ministry. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Savior who died for us on the cross, and that you shed our blood for us that we could know you for all eternity. Lord, we thank you again. We praise your mighty name for this time together. And we pray it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We've been talking about prayer and victorious prayer the last two or three weeks, and we'll continue to do that for a couple of more times. And today I want to talk about victorious prayer of faith. It takes faith to believe that you're going to see your prayers answered. It takes faith to believe that you, when you ask, when you come to the Lord in obedience and you ask him for the things that you need, that he cares enough about you that he will grant you the things that you're asking for. And so if you have your Bible there, we're going to start out in Hebrews. And as we're talking about faith, as we discuss faith, it kind of brings up the question, well, what exactly is faith? Is faith something that you can put your hands on? Is it something you can see? Is it something you can grasp? Well, we find out in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it tells us, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Let me say that again. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In other words, we don't see it. We haven't got our hands on it. We can't grasp it. It isn't something that we can say, there it is, and yet we believe that it is. We believe, we have the assurance that it is already there, the things that we're hoping for, that we already have them. The conviction, in other words, we're convinced that we have those things that we haven't seen yet. And then verse 2 in Hebrews 1, it says, for by it men of old gained approval. And what he's talking about there, what Paul or the writer of Hebrews is talking about, is that the men of old, the men, the saints of the Old Testament, the giants of the faith, that by their faith, by their expression of their faith, and they're acting out in belief that they had already received that which they were asking for, that by it they gained approval from God. Well, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that for without faith it is impossible to please God, for those that come to him must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let me repeat that. For without faith it is impossible to please God, for those who come to him must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so what it's saying is that without faith, if you're just asking God without really believing that he is who he says he is, and that you're just asking him without really having belief that he can answer your prayer and that he can do for you what you are asking, that if you don't have the faith for that, if you don't believe God is who he says he is, it tells us that for those who come to him, for those who come to God, must know that he is. In other words, you're saying, God, I know you're there. I know you are who you say you are. You are the creator of the universe. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Holy One. And when you acknowledge him for who he is and believe that he is and believe that he can do everything that he says he can do and is everything that he says that he is and loves you in every way that he says he does, when you acknowledge that and believe that, then you are pleasing God. You are trusting him because you acknowledge in your life that he is who he says he is. And then it goes on there in Hebrews 11:6, it closes out that verse by saying, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, God is pleased, brothers and sisters, when you seek him. When you seek him with all of your heart, strength, mind, and soul. When the disciples came to Jesus and they asked, what is the greatest of the commandments? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul. Love him with all you have, even more than your family, even more than your money, even more than your food, even more than your drink, whatever it is that you love. Maybe it's some hobby. Maybe you love to play golf or fish or watch sports or whatever. Whatever it is that you love in your life, love the Lord even more than that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, and then love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, if you keep these two, you have kept the greatest of the commandments. And so when we seek the Lord and we recognize him as who he is and come to be in a dependent state on him and acknowledge him in every detail. And Paul again said, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. That means in every aspect of your life, every single situation, just pray to God. Start out each day and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you because your mercies are made new every day, and you're not going to strike me down in judgment. I have no need to fear you. I have no need to be trembling today. I acknowledge you as being the awesome God you are. And when you start that day and then you ask the Lord to help you in the situations where you need help, and you ask the Lord to provide for you in the ways that you need provision, and you ask the Lord to grant the requests that you're asking for other people in your life. Maybe you have a burden for other people's salvation or for their deliverance or for their healing or whatever. When God hears you and he knows that you are asking in faith and believing in faith that he can do it, then he is pleased. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, turn in your Bible to Mark 11:23. Jesus is talking to the disciples again, and he had just cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree had dried up from the roots. It had died, and Jesus was not wanting to, you might say, show that he did not appreciate his creation, or he did not want to show that he was not happy with his creation. What he wanted to show was he has sovereignty over all creation. And even that little lonely fig tree there that he passed by the day before, he wanted to show his disciples that he was sovereign even over the production of figs on a tree. And so if he's sovereign over figs on a tree, he's sovereign over your life and a production of your life and a manifestations of goodness and righteousness over your life and in your life. God is sovereign over those, and He cares about every detail of your life. He cares about every single thing that's going on in your life, whether you think it's very important or not. God cares about it. If it's a detail in your life that you care about, God cares about it. Jesus cares about it. If you're a believer, He has given you the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to counsel you, to be your advocate. And in every situation in your life, you can ask the Holy Spirit. You can receive counsel and wisdom from the Holy Spirit in every single situation. And when you look to God in every situation and turn to Him and are dependent on Him, then He will say, I am a rewarder of you. I see your heart. I see how you love me and how you've turned to me. And then God says, I will reward you accordingly. Well, Jesus in Mark 11:23 says to the disciples, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you. Okay, let's look at that again. If you ask, verse 23, if you ask and say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. Well, I think what Jesus is saying here is that whatever mountains you have in your life, and I'm not talking about a literal mountain, and I don't believe he was talking about it either. He wasn't talking about Long's Peak or Mount Sunflower or any other mountain. What he's talking about is burdens that you have in your life, obstacles that you have in your life. Maybe you have a spouse who's an unbeliever, and you just have prayed and prayed, and you haven't seen any change. Or maybe you've been praying for this country, and you haven't seen anything change through the administration or through your congressman or whatever. You haven't seen their heart change. Or maybe you just have some besetting sin or addiction or habit in your life that you just can't seem to break, and it just seems like it's an insurmountable mountain. It's just too big. You can't get over it. You can't get around it. You can't go through it. And Jesus